Hello.
Hello. I did the maniac thing of pouring the milk in the bowl and just carrying it upstairs because I had this in my bag.
Nice. Is it Donald? Donald Duck? Or is it Daffy?
Hang on.
Oh! This is probably the nicest pineapple juice I've ever had.
Yes.
Little fucking pineapple juice is so good.
Little juices are naughty.
Anything to make my cum taste sweeter. Today's a pretty relaxed one.
Mm-hmm.
We thought we'd take it easy. We watched Diary of a Wimpy Kid 1 and Diary of a Wimpy Kid 2.
Fucking hated it.
Yeah, low-key hated it purely because Greg is such a maniacal little cunt.
Mm-hmm.
What a prick, honestly. If you had to,
he like he learns his lesson and then instantly goes back, and just it's like, oh yeah, I won't belittle my friend. Fuck you, Rowley.
The thing is, like, usually it's like, oh, you know, there's a problem, and then you come to the resolution, and it's kind of like, but he was a prick until the final like 10 minutes of the film, and then the next film he goes back to being a little shithead. And, like, not listening to Rowley, not helping Rowley with the magic show. And then he only does it because he tries to help Roderick. So it has nothing to do with him being a good friend. He's just helping his brother.
Mm.
Terrible.
Bang out of order. They were good if you're a cretin. I remember watching them when I was younger and I loved them. I thought, oh, this is sick. Like, this is so good. Like, the bit where they're trying to make the viral video, that went viral. So I used to sing that back in primary school, like in class. It was bomb. But
you're looking at it.
There was quite a lot of shouting, wasn't there, while watching?
Every time Greg did something just like irredeemable, there was just this like, ah, fucking want to kill Greg! We stan Roderick, though.
Yeah, Roderick,
he's
king.
He's actually the best. Like, Rowley sometimes is a bit too lame. But then sometimes I go, yeah, respect Rowley. Like, you do you.
Rowley would be like, he'd make a really funny joke. And then he says about that girl, Holly, and goes, she's almost as pretty as my mom. Fuck off. Like, are you... Ugh. For God's sake, you fat... No fat shaming. No fat shaming.
Yeah, that's
you lovable person. Oh, God. I think what the films lacked, though, was Manny. They need more Manny.
Yeah, but...
And more like Manny from the books, not like shitty little... Bubby.
Yeah, I was going to say...
Give him some substances.
Like, I haven't read the books, but from my understanding is that Manny's actually like... I mean, a funny character. Whereas like, in the film, he's just kind of there, and he's just kind of a cunt. I mean, similar to Greg, but like the story revolves around Greg. Whereas Manny's just like, he's just a boring little.
He's just a thing in the scenes.
Yeah,
Manny was brilliant in the books. Like, he was just like constantly like cracking jokes, having a few tinnies with the lads. I mean, that's why I got the Nutty Geezer tattooed on me, because he's
true. Probably showed it off actually.
Yeah.
Get a nice close up of front on Manny Heffley.
Fucking Manny Heffley. Front facing.
Front facing Manny Heffley.
Yeah.
True king.
Before every beer. Thanks, Manny.
I love the dad. I think the dad is one of my favourite characters.
He's brilliant because he's terrifying. He's psychotic.
His eyes.
Yeah, Greg. Yeah, Roderick.
And also, he felt kind of like weirdly grounded, because like when the mum was saying stuff, like he would look at her and be like,
and then she'd look at him and he'd sort of be like, fuck. Okay,
he's so great, honestly. The dad is
he's brilliant.
What, how did we rank the mum? The mum was great.
Yeah.
I liked her in the first film, and then in the second film she became a bit of a cunt.
We said, what was it? We said
I think we said
Rowley, Roderick and the dad were sort of kind of tied on like top. Roderick second, slightly elevated.
Yeah, yeah.
Then, did we say Fregley?
We naturally not. I think we would have put
Fregley Roderick. Is disgusting.
Yeah.
Fregley needs to be eradicated. Like, hopefully he's the last of his species, because get rid of that guy and then you don't have to worry. Yeah. He's the note.
Oh, he's, yeah, it was the note which really
picked his
him.
Nose, chased Greg around. Greg sleeps in the bathtub and then torture, gets a really. Note. Like, I'm sorry for chasing you around with my booger, so I put it on the paper for you and it's under his thumb.
Did Chloe Grace Moretz come back for the second film? She didn't, did she?
No.
She just disappeared.
Too big for it.
Yeah, too big must for have been. It. Because I was going to say, like, surely she would have had made some comments about Holly, but she was just never there.
She wasn't even that big in the first film, really.
No, yeah. So it seemed...
She just sort of just went, she
was
you're
a,
an idiot.
She was a grade again. Above them, right?
I think so, yeah.
But she wasn't... She wouldn't have left middle school for high school. I mean, they would have been there anyway. I don't fucking know. It just seems a bit weird.
American schools whack.
Yeah, they really don't make sense. I don't like them.
I don't understand the way American schools work. Like, are you allowed to bring guns in?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah?
Fuck it, dude. Let's go to America. Basically, if anyone's wondering why we didn't watch the third film in the trifecta, it's because we couldn't fucking be bothered. Because yeah. They're all shit.
The thing is, the plan was to watch all three, and like, not even 10, 20 minutes into the first one, we're like, oh, I don't know if we're going to be able to do this. We even took a day's break in between the first and the second one.
There's the third one, and then there's the remake one.
Oh, fuck that. We're not. Nah, I don't even want to give that the time of day.
The biggest issue I have with it, I don't know about how many other actors are the same or different. They changed Roderick. From someone who was, I don't want to obviously like shame the new actor, but you're fucking shit. You're not Roderick.
OG Roderick, he set the expectations, the bar, so high because he is so perfect.
He sums up the book. Like, the book Roderick is the film Roderick. Book Greg and film Greg, very different. I think the only person they properly nail is the mum, Susan. Yeah, she's like the same, like, needy, my boys must love each other twat that she was in the book.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The mum in the second one really fucking annoyed me, actually.
Yeah. Apart from the dance. Actually, no, the dancing did annoy me, didn't it?
Yeah, you, that annoyed you from the very start. Like you kept raving about, you know, how you like to fucking rail the mum. But then as soon as you started dancing, you're like, ah, fuck, it's fucking ruined.
It's going great. Mum's talking, dancing.
Yeah. At first, I was a bit like, yeah, dancing's fine, you know, she's just doing what she wants. But the second one, that's when the dancing became a real issue. Even the dad was embarrassed. And you know what? The dad's chaotic as fuck.
Yeah, was it General Lee or something like that?
Oh, it's something like
the
that.
The figurine. Right? These are not toys! They're figurines!
I loved how they fucking gaslit the dad into thinking that there was no lock on the door. And when it was like, I knew there was something wrong with the door, he goes, I knew it! Fucking, it's just so great.
I'm going upstairs to a bathroom that has a lock on it. I'm going to go speak to your dad.
That was... The films... Yeah, just like the first time I watched them, there was a lot of like, yeah, these are great, but... Watching them a second time...
It's a letdown.
Yeah, like... I don't know, is a letdown the word? Like, they're still good, but the bits that are good are, like, really good. Like, Roderick, the dad, like... Those bits truly did make me laugh. Like, Rowley sometimes make me have a little chuckle to myself. Greg, though, honestly brings down the film, like, to a new level.
And the fact that he's the main character, he's the fucking kind of big... The fact that he brings down the whole film and he is the one that is focusing on. Oh.
We should have watched that video that Dan said about how Greg is actually the antagonist of the films. Just so I have a better understanding. But yeah, honestly, at face value.
I mean, we established it without watching that video.
Yeah, within 5 minutes, we were like, fuck Greg.
Every problem stems from Greg.
Yeah, and he never fucking learned. He's always being such a little cunt, mate. Mate, I did not like when he framed Rowley for basically burying kids alive. That is That is one of the darkest scenes in like a kids film you could ever put in. That was ridiculous.
The lesson here is, don't be careful who you learn your coat to.
Oh God! Fucking choke slamming. Just what a cunt. You know, I don't want to give. I mean, I do want to give credit to the actor because he like played him like a cunt. But like, yeah. I don't know. I just fucking hate Greg, man. I just hate Greg. He's the worst. He's probably the worst character in movie history.
I agree.
In fact, maybe he's second, just behind Grandpa Joe. Oh, you
he's a bit of a nutty geezer, though, wasn't
nah,
he?
Nah, you don't follow Grandpa Joe hate. That is.
I've seen some.
Mate, I'm a firm believer that he's just a cunt. He's like, he is Hitler. Like, people... like, that's something is...
He's Hitler, following on.
He's Hitler reincarnate. Greg is Hitler, though.
Greg is Hitler. Grigler.
Yeah.
Grigler Adolfly. Oh. See, I think one day we've got to actually watch the other film.
The third one, yeah.
Yeah. And I may, if I really want my eyes to bleed and I hate myself that much, I may watch the new one. Drunk watch.
Yeah, I was going to say we could do like a commentary of the fourth one. Roses are red, violets are blue, unregistered hypercam too.
Smell my poo. Frankly, sounds like something you could catch if you don't wrap it up. Oh, what's your results said? Ah, oh, I've got Fregley.
Well, hi, guys.
Get fucked, Fregley. Drive Whip Kid 5. Fregley beats Conductor.
I don't know. It's just the fact that they made it out to be such like a rager when all they had was like Coke and...
Pepsi and
Fanta and shit.
Finn, scientifically, I did understand or learn from somewhere that Coca-Cola, too much of it, does give you a hangover. It's not him being a little pussy bitch.
What?
So I'm just going to make sure I finish the rest of this milk before the last few Coca Pops turn into like fucking cauliflower.
Yeah, I feel that.
I very nearly just spat that all out over my new keyboard.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Great news, Finn.
What's great news?
I need a wee.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want...
Wait. Not anymore.
Honestly, that's my opinion of Diary of a Wimpy Kid 1 and 2.
Yeah.
We'll watch the third
one. I think what we've learned is 1 and 2. 1, shit.
Yeah.
2, less shit. But bits are more shit.
I would say it's only redeemable because Roderick's on the cover.
Yeah.
We have a Twitter and an Instagram. How
do we?
We do.
What are they called?
Woo! Benly Talks. It's very easy to remember. It's the name of this. Both of them. It's kind of nice to have like a consistent...
Is it spelt any different?
Nah. Just no space between the...
Interesting.
And arguably, I don't even think you'd need to... If you really want to add the space, I feel like it'd still lead you to the same place.
Probably.
So yeah, go there. Yeah. We tweet out a bunch of shit. Don't know about Instagram, because obviously we don't live in the same area, so like Instagram's a bit of a dodgy one.
Many, many miles apart. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get that Snapchat feature up, and I'm going to turn to face you.
Oh, yeah.
And well, I will... Yeah. Where's Finn? Finley Connor, you are...
132 kilometers away, mate. What's that?
Yeah, you're this way.
Yeah, you're
direct. Look at... Hey, Finn.
Hey, man.
Hey, Finn.
Hey, man. Well, that's not... What the fuck,
oh,
bro?
Bollock. Oh, spacebar gets your video on. Did you know that? Press space. That's sick.
So, yeah, everyone, go follow us on Twitter. I'll say go follow us on both. There'll be a day...
Or don't. You don't have
or
to.
Don't. Honestly, yeah, you know what? If you want to, you know, I'm not going to lie to you,
but
Ben.
But if you do...
I'm not going to lie to you, Ben. We lost 3 subscribers over the last week, so...
That's fucking great news, Ben.
Yeah.
Let's have a drink to that.
Hell yeah. Oh, I only have pineapple juice, so we'll have this conversation another day, Ben, I reckon.
Huh? What are you up to this evening, Finn?
Dunno. Gonna watch some films. Get high as shit.
I tell you what I might do this evening. Piss myself because I really need a wee.
Alright, look, we'll wrap it up. Thanks everyone for watching. Go follow us on Twitter and Instagram. The links are in the description. They're also somewhere on screen. Probably not. I'm probably too lazy to add that in. Fair enough.
See you around.
There you go. There it goes again. I love that ending. I think that is the best.